The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Fred Brack, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Our State magazine. Today's reading of Our State is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974 and underwriting our podcast for over 15 years. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. Welcome to the next to last reading of Our State magazine, celebrating North Carolina for December 2023. And we're going to read some articles in a section entitled Tastes of the Season, which is appropriate because I just finished some of my wife's pumpkin bread. Whether we celebrate the holidays with shared cultural traditions or family rituals that are uniquely our own, food brings loved ones into the kitchen and around the table. The first article is entitled, Nuts About Fruitcake. Think you don't like this sweet, dense Christmas classic? In Chatham County, the family behind Southern Supreme Fruitcakes kindly asks you to reconsider. Written by Leah Hughes King. It all started with a question. Would you like to try some fruitcake? The answer was overwhelmingly no. But if Berta Lou Scott managed to get someone to sample her fruitcake, they almost always came back to buy one. So she kept asking the question. She asked in Raleigh and Charlotte, Fayetteville and Greensboro. She and her late husband, Hoyt, and any family members and friends they could coax into accompanying them to Christmas shows in the region repeatedly offered Scott's signature sweet to strangers. She believed, without a doubt, that the more people who tried her unique recipe for fruitcake, the more people who would buy one. Scott was fighting an uphill battle of people's palates, having been scarred by memories of dry hunks of cake pushed upon them at holiday functions. But she was determined. For hours she stood behind her show booth, a cabin-inspired structure complete with a front porch and railings, and asked the question, obliged dissenters, and happily passed out samples to anyone who would take one. And she sold cakes. She sold so many fruitcakes at her first show in 1985 that her family had to bake more at home and drive them to Raleigh to make it through the event. After those first few years, people began saying yes to Berta Lou Scott's fruitcakes. 38 years later, Scott and her family run Southern Supreme Fruitcake and More in Bear Creek. They ship old-fashioned nutty fruitcakes in their shiny gold boxes and festive tins all over the world. Those Southern Supreme Fruitcakes are now the centerpiece of many families' Christmas traditions. But more important, after nearly 40 years in the fruitcake business, the Scott family remains at the center of Southern Supreme. What does a fruitcake family do in the summertime? On a humid July weekday, the Scott family sits around a table in the Southern Supreme warehouse. A blue checkered tablecloth and padded card table chairs make this card table chairs make this feel more like a living room social than a business meeting. And that's because the Scott family likes it this way. On the morning, Several of Berta Lou Scott's children and their spouses take a break from their respective responsibilities, readying for Christmas, to share stories of the past four decades. They tell about those early days, when Berta Lou, Hoyt, and their friends and neighbors drove to Charlotte 11 days in a row for the Southern Christmas show. They left their Chatham County homes at 6 a.m. and returned at midnight. Belinda Scott Jordan, the oldest of the four Scott children, tells about her grandmother Nanny standing at the ironing board, sealing cellophane packaging with a household iron. "I can still see Grandma doing that," she says. When the fruitcake operation outgrew the Scott's brick ranch home, Berta Lou decided that they needed a production kitchen and showroom across the road. That idea set in motion a building boom that started with moving Hoyt's cow pasture fence for the first structure in 1990 and continued with new buildings in 93, 96, 99, two in 2002, another in 06, and a final one in 2016. The current 40,000-square-foot structure contains five kitchens, each with its own purpose, one for chocolate, one for nuts, one for candy, one for cookies, and, of course, one for fruitcake. Randy Scott, the youngest of the Scott children, navigates the labyrinth of rooms, many of which he helped build. He points out each kitchen, as well as the batching room, packaging room, basket room, and shipping room. In the break room, he gestures toward large windows through which cows graze lazily in the pasture. "We have the best break room view anywhere," he says. What makes a Southern Supreme fruitcake different? Before Berta Lou Scott ran Southern Supreme, she was a hairdresser. Around Christmas time, she made fruitcakes for her customers. What these customers didn't know is that they were the first taste testers for Southern Supreme's signature dessert. Over the years, Scott tweaked her recipe based upon customer feedback. She eliminated citron, other spices, and excess fruit. And she added more and more nuts. Today, a 300-pound batch of fruitcake has 95 pounds of pecans and walnuts. Southern Supreme fruitcakes also stay moist 6 months after purchasing. "The recipe has stayed almost the same," Randy says. "The way we do it has changed, and the volume has changed, but as far as the recipe and end result, it has stayed the same." Inside the fruitcake kitchen, large industrial mixers with heavy-duty arms stir the sticky butter of margarine, sugar, eggs, flour, raisins, dates, pineapple, cherries, pecans, and walnuts. The batter is poured out into large sheet pans that go into a pre-World War II bagel oven. Each rack holds five pans, and the racks rotate as they cook. Occasionally, the oven door opens, and the fruitcake mixture is stirred with big paddles. Every 15 minutes, five pans are ready to come out. After the mix emerges from the oven, it's weighed into 8-ounce, 1-pound, 2-pound, and 3-pound balls. Each ball is pressed into a mold, loaves for the smaller weights, and a tube pan shape for the largest one. When we first started, we had a block of wood covered in plastic to press fruitcake for the 1-pound and 2-pound loaves, Randy says. Then we had a Tupperware bowl and a medicine bottle to make the hole in the center for the 3-pound. Today, all the shaping is done on a sophisticated table with built-in molds and hydraulic levers that press the cake. Randy engineered the table in his shop. "I like to make things," he says humbly. During busy season, from mid-November to mid-December, the Southern Supreme Fruitcake Kitchen begins work at 8:30 a.m., and the first pans hit the oven by 5:30. One of Berta Lou Scott's grandchildren, John Jordan, who works as a truck driver from January through July, parks his truck in August to oversee the fruitcake kitchen. In one day, the kitchen turns out 3,000 pounds of fruitcake. In addition to fruitcake, Southern Supreme makes cheese florets, cookies, pralines, brittles, turtles, fudge, and all kinds of candied and chocolate-covered nuts. The Scots make their own jams and jellies, too, beginning with strawberry in the spring and ending with peach in the summer. Mama always wants something new, Belinda says, and she expects us to make it happen. Where is Bear Creek, North Carolina? Well, a simple answer is that it's the home of Southern Supreme. All I've got to do is say I live next to Southern Supreme, and people know exactly where I'm at, Belinda says. For the more complicated answer, Bear Creek is a rural community in southwest Chatham County. Cow pastures cover gently rolling hills as you weave along roads named for families and farmers who have called this area home for generations. Sanford lies 20 minutes down U.S. Highway 421. Siler City is 15 minutes in the other direction. Head west and you'll hit the Pottery Highway to Sea Grove, or travel due south for the greens and fairways of the Sandhills. Everybody's big saying when they get out of the car is, "We found it," Randy says. When we first built this, we kept saying, "Ain't nobody coming out here to the middle of nowhere to buy a fruitcake." And they sure proved us wrong. Today, the Scott family no longer sets up at any shows. They still ship cakes through the mail order. They also ship gift baskets and tins filled with goodies. During busy season, 25 pallets a day leave the shipping room. But in an age when gifts show up at your doorstep with one click, people still travel to Bear Creek to buy a Southern Supreme fruitcake. They like the experience, says Lisa Scott, Randy's wife. They're greeted when they come in. They can take a tour. They're going to be fed a snack. The showroom is always decorated beautifully, and normally there's always some of us somewhere. They like to speak to a family member, especially when Bertalou is here. They want to see her, and she wants to see them. This past summer, Bertalou Scott had surgery at UNC Hospital in Chapel Hill. When Randy came to visit, he brought a bag full of Southern Supreme fruitcakes, and she passed them out. That afternoon, a nurse came by with tears in her eyes. "I want you all to know that my grandpa loved your fruitcake," she says. "He since died, but I've been to your place many a time, and it's just so wonderful to meet you." One of Bertalou Scott's most well-known lines is, "We've been blessed." During the holidays, Southern Supreme is a household name throughout the Southeast and beyond. The four Scott children and their spouses pursued their own careers and came back around to the family business. All 8 of the Scott grandchildren and 17 great-grandchildren live within a 6-mile radius of the Scott home place. Bertalou Scott is undoubtedly proud of all of that, but her favorite part of this whole Southern Supreme journey is still watching customers come to Bear Creek and purchase one of her fruitcakes. She always believed they would, if she could just get them to try it. And if she sees customers headed to the register without its shiny gold box, even if they have a cart full of cheese, florets, and chocolates and nuts, she has one question for them. "Would you like to try some fruitcake?" If you'd like to try some fruitcake, Southern Supreme Fruitcake and More is located on Hoyt Scott Road in Bear Creek, North Carolina. That's about dead center in the state. Their telephone number is 877-815-0922, and you can find them on the web at southernsupreme.com. And now, hallelujah for peanuts. In Mount Olive, the tiny town that's big on pickles, a group of men come together at a Methodist church to fry, jar, and ship more than 10 tons of nuts a year in the name of neighborliness. written by Eleanor Spicer Rice. Glory be to peanuts! Not just any peanuts, church peanuts. Pulled from the sandy soil of North Carolina fields, blistered in the fires of oil, baptized in that heavenly shower of salt, and sanctified by the goodness that they put forth in the world. These aren't your average goobers. The jars were the simple white and blue labels that read peanuts prepared by First United Methodist Church Peanut Crew find their way into stockings at Christmas and North Carolina-themed care packages year-round. Over the past 60 years, how each jar of nuts gets made has changed as the operation has grown. But why the roughly 25-man peanut crew gathers in the church kitchen to fry, pack, and ship nuts around the world hasn't. The tradition began back in the 60s when a preacher from Rocky Mount visited a church that was frying peanuts as a fundraiser. When he joined the congregation at First United Methodist Church of Mount Olive, he brought with him the idea to blister fry peanuts to help the community. Back then, if the peanut crew had an order for a case, they'd cook a case on the stove in a pot, says Martin Weeks, a member of the FUMC's peanut crew. It grew from there. Weeks grew up in Mount Olive when his father was the postmaster and an early peanut crew member. Back when his dad headed up the crew, they made about 100 cases at their meetings. Now they're up to 380. When the holidays come, production goes nuts. We sell about 2,000 cases between Thanksgiving and Christmas, Weeks says. He's worked on the crew for more than 15 years, but he's seen its impact his entire life. Today, the peanut crew, which comprises men in the FUMC congregation, many from other churches in the area, and some who don't attend church at all except on peanut frying day, sell thousands of cases a year. But while the popularity of the peanuts has grown, the profits from their sales don't fund the more than 110-year-old red brick church. Instead, the money goes directly to people in the community who need it. The peanut crew cooks peanuts, 2,100 pounds of it in a batch, about 10 times a year, and each time they hold a meeting to decide how the money raised will be spent. People can bring up anything they would like to give money to or talk about how they would like to help people, Weeks says. Weeks understands what many of us feel at Christmas time, that sometimes the giving of a gift can bring joy that surpasses receiving one. There's not many things you can do in a life where you sit down and you have to say in what's going on every time, Weeks says. You can help people. I think that's one of the neatest things about it. And I think that's one of the driving things for the people who come from outside the church. Most funds go to help people in Duplin and Wayne counties, the area surrounding Mount Olive. Somebody might be sick or somebody might need help covering burial expenses, Weeks says. Children and families are frequent recipients. The peanut crew gives a $5,000 scholarship every year to a student in the area. They give $1,000 a month to an organization that helps children. They've given to people who need help taking care of foster children, and they pay bills for those who can't afford them. Of course, all this fellowship and generosity starts with the product itself, one with a simple recipe and simpler ingredients. First, by top-grade blanched nuts from A&B Milling Company in Enfield. Second, soak them in water. Third, fry those still wet nuts. Just four ingredients: water, peanuts, oil, and salt. You can try it at home, but they won't taste the same. Weeks has a theory as to why. Mount Olive just has really good water. The Mount Olive water pops and bubbles around each peanut when it hits the hot oil, leaving those crispy, crunchy blisters on the surface. Weeks has used his experience as an industrial engineer to help streamline the frying process a bit. Other crew members have added their expertise as well. Bill Bryan, executive chairman of Mount Olive Pickle Company and a peanut crew member, buys glass jars in bulk from Mount Olive and sells them at cost to the peanut crew and some other churches that need them. I appreciate the fellowship of the crew and the time and dedication they put in to do good work in the community, Bryan says. The number of cases headed out the door is a testament to the deliciousness of that product. Today, the peanut crew ships all over the country and around the world. While most things that are bought and sold these days are paid for ahead of time, if you order from the peanut crew, they'll mail you your nuts. Each 12-case jar costs $35. Let's try that again. Each 12-jar case costs $35 in good faith with an invoice in the box. The most amazing thing is everyone pays, Weeks says. Amen to that. There's a sidebar here. It says, nuts around the state. Churches throughout North Carolina help their congregations and their communities by selling peanuts. First United Methodist Church, Mount Olive. The church's peanut crew raises funds to help families by selling its blister-fried peanuts. Their number is 919-658-3169. Their web address is fumcmtolive@gmail.com. Englewood United Methodist, Rocky Mount, with peanut sales beginning in the 1950s. The men's group at the church is often credited as the first in North Carolina to sell nuts as a fundraiser. 252-443-2926. Winstead United Methodist Church, Wilson. Unlike many groups that fry their nuts, Winstead UMC sells water-blanched peanuts. 252-237-3709. Madison United Methodist Men's Club in Madison. They sell pints of peanuts at the church, but can ship anywhere. 336-548-6658. And First Christian Church, Washington. Its peanut ministry shows that excellent peanuts aren't just a Methodist enterprise. 252-946-4293. And now we'll end up with Festive and Foraged. A bakery in Asheville combines the French tradition of Yule log cakes with the flavors of Appalachia for a holiday treat with the unmistakable taste of home. Written by C.A. Carlson. A few days before Christmas, a polar vortex is scouring the Appalachians and driving an icy wind through the streets of Asheville, punishing last-minute shoppers. Inside the spice-scented kitchen of Owl Bakery on Haywood Road, though, the afternoon couldn't be cozier. In stocking caps and retro sweaters, looking like the coolest elves in Santa's workshop, a crew of bakers are bringing the local landscape with its abundant nut and fruit trees and lush evergreens back to life as a dessert that will land on some 50 fortunate tables. One baker carefully spreads hickory nut creme diplomate, a variation of pastry cream, over a sheet of delicate Genoise cake that has both acorn and chestnut flour in its recipe. Once rolled and cut to length, the cakes are coated in a chocolate ganache flavored with black walnuts and applied to look like bark. Steady hands position slices of dried apples sourced from the region's orchards to look like bracket mushrooms. A sprinkling of crystallized evergreen hemlock, the coniferous tree, not the poisonous plant, and cacao nibs from nearby French bread French broad chocolate, plus the dusting of snow made from powdered natural mica, complete the illusion. Owl's Bouche de Noël, the name means Yule log in French, looks like a scene from an Appalachian forest, and thanks to its foraged wild plant ingredients, it tastes like the forest, too. The natural world has always inspired us with a bakery, and the Bouche de Noël is our representation of its offerings and how they can provide comfort and light in the season of darkness, says Susanna Gebhardt, Owl's owner. It also feels important to us to honor the traditions and symbolism of what we make, and the Bouche de Noël is meant to be shared in celebration with your community. The Bouche de Noël grew out of solstice rituals in northern Europe, where the burning of a great log marked the turn of each year and the culmination of the month-long festival known as Yule. Like many pre-Christian traditions, it found a place in Christmas celebrations. But in the 19th century, as fewer and fewer French families had the open hearths that allowed for wood fires, the Yule log became a cake and a way for pastry chefs to show off their skills. The first recorded mention of the Bouche de Noël as a dessert appears in an 1898 cookbook by Parisian pâtissier Pierre Lacam. That history makes the dessert a natural fit with both the seasonal offerings and traditional roots of Owl. The bakery's full name is Old World Levain, a reference to the naturally leavened bread that has helped win Owl a loyal following at its original home in a little yellow cottage in West Asheville, and now a second location in North Asheville. Owl also has a pastry program that reflects Gebhardt's academic studies in food anthropology, as well as her commitment to local sourcing, manifested in both sweet and savory pastries that may showcase summertime berries or autumn pears, delicate spring greens, or comforting winter squash. If you are interested in learning more about the Owl Bakery, they are in West Asheville. They're located at 295 Haywood Road in Asheville. They are also located in North Asheville, 195 Charlotte Street. And their web address is owlbakery.com. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Our State Magazine. I hope you enjoyed it, and that you'll be sure to listen next time. I'm Fred Bryan, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's reading of Our State Magazine is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. Offices in North Raleigh and Cary. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Our State Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call the studios 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.